Lasst uns das Lied gemeinsam singen, was wir gestern gesungen und gelernt haben. Was kann es Schöneres geben und was kann selber sein? Wer keinen Zettel hat, möge sich dann die Hand heben, dass die Brüder es dann durchreichen.
Bitte schön.
Was da? Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which we are welcoming you this morning. Also all those who are joining us online right now. We wish that all are feeling at home. May the Lord bless you all from near and far. Last night we have been blessed already richly by the wonderful word of the Lord, and also this morning already by the wonderful songs. What can there nicer be? And what can be more blessed than if we dedicate our lives to the Lord by faith? All of us, we did this. And I can just say it for me personally. All of my life has changed from the day on where I dedicated my life to the Lord. A new life started. My life suddenly received a sense, and I can really say I love my Savior because He loved us first. He purchased us by His blood, and we owe the Lord much thanks. We want to sing another song praising Him. Song number 6 from this little booklet, Standing on the Promises of God. Number 6 from these little booklets.
Amen.
Thank you. This is true, brothers and sisters. As Abraham believed the promises of God for himself, trusting in them, persevering, and then receiving the promise, so also we believe and trust in the promises of the Lord, which He has given us in His precious word. We want to read a word for introduction from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 22. I ask that we stand up for it. And afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. Let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the blessing which we already received by the songs and by this living word. We thank you that you have born us again by incorruptible seed, by your wonderful word. Your word abideth forever. We thank you for this morning. We believe that you are present to manifest yourself and to bless us all from the riches of your grace. Lord, you know us all, young and old. All of us, we need a new encounter with you. Grant it this morning, Lord. Bless us from the riches of your grace. Bless who will speak. Open all our hearts for your word. Give faith, as the scripture says, so that you can fulfill your promises in our midst, manifesting them. We thank you, and we lay the whole meeting into your hands. It's all our desire. Come with all of us to your right. Have your own way in our midst this morning. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing, Come from on high, come Spirit of the Lord. Before we sing the next chorus, I was asked to announce that there will be two child dedications. One with brothers from Italy, brothers and sisters, and the other in the French language. We ask that the parents are coming now to the front, and we ask a brother who speaks Italian to make this dedication, and one brother who speaks French to make the dedication in the French language. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. The parents with the children. Today we are not in Italy, we are here. Be on time. So come to the front with the children, and Brother Didier will surely also come. Who speaks Italian? Who speaks French? Brother Didier, please.
Nous allons prier.
Let us pray.
Mais nous venons avec reconnaissance pour cette famille qui amène les enfants pour qu'ils te soient consacrés. Seigneur Dieu, bénis-les pour le temps et pour l'éternité. Amen. Que tu puisses donner la vie et garder les parents dans ta parole, et que ces enfants puissent être éduqués dans la crainte de ton nom. Merci Seigneur de les garder, de les protéger pour le temps et pour l'éternité. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And as our brother prayed, for time and for eternity, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Padre Celeste, sei veramente Dio, il Dio nostro, e noi ti presentiamo questo fanciullo affinché tu lo possa benedire non soltanto in questo momento, ma consacrarlo per l'eternità, che ti appartenga interamente insieme ai suoi genitori che possono guidarlo in tutta la verità. Oh, li consacriamo a te nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen. Amen.
Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks be to the Lord. You may be seated. Now just very briefly, the greetings which arrived today from our brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, from the church in Burkina Faso, from brother Gideon Ngonga from the church in Port Elizabeth, one phone call from Toronto, phone call from brother Bope from Johannesburg, one call from brother Cecil from South Africa, then an email from brother Steve and an email from brother Victor Mashi from India. Greetings from brother Gerardo. Greetings from brother Sumbana. Greetings from brother Eric Mukaya. Greetings from Yumo Sucro, the capital of the Ivory Coast. Greetings from brother Momfi, and greetings once again from Burkina Faso. Greetings from Kigali. Greetings from Cabinda. Greetings from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from Pretoria, South Africa. Greetings from Biaka. Greetings from Hungary. Greetings from brother Japa. Greetings from Romania. Greetings from brother Lotika. Greetings from Rome, from our brethren. Greetings from Funda. Greetings from Cherlen. Greetings from Kalonji. Greetings from Mark. Greetings from Kilolo. Greetings from Israel. Greetings from Chubia. And then greetings from Horst Keck. So, beloved, very briefly, we read them. It's not always easy for me to pronounce all these names precisely. We are just very grateful with all our hearts that we are joined with all brothers worldwide. And proclaiming this wonderful message of love for the last time for the people of God. Then today, we have a list of brothers who have visited us. Brother Joseph from Atlanta, please stand up. And he who would like to come to the front to give greetings, please feel free and come to the front. Then Brother Forestieri from Italy, Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Florin from Klausenburg, Brother Daniel from Timișoara, and Brother Miro from Bratislava, and Brother Justin from Johannesburg, and Brother Müller from Austria, Brother Eliezer from Brazil, Wilma from Portugal, and then the brother from Guadeloupe, and the brother from Chicago, the brother from Montreal, from Ottawa, from Benin, from the Congo. Who of you would like to come? Please come and give greetings from the church. And then we will start and continue with the proclamation. Please stand up, you who were just were listed. Brother Eliezer, please come for the first. Please come. Just a word of greeting. Our gratefulness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are rejoicing with all our hearts to be gathered with you
und an der Seite des Knechtes, den Gott gesandt hat, um die geistliche Speise zu
verteilen. To distribute the food on the side of the servant of God, whom God commissioned. Brazil is very, very grateful for this work here.
Amen.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to be here today, for a wonderful promise is being fulfilled, that the eagles are gathering there where the food is. I bring you the greetings from the Church of Portugal, who are joining us online right now, live. May God bless you all. Where's Brother Arben?
We greet the church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ja, wir grüßen die Gemeinde im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus.
Yeah. We are grateful for the ministry the Lord has given to us.
Wir sind dankbar für den Dienst, den Gott uns geschenkt hat.
And we bless the Lord for that.
Und wir preisen den Herrn dafür.
May the Lord bless you.
Der Herr segne euch alle.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Im Namen Jesus Christus, unseres Herrn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come, come, come.
God bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are very grateful to God, which He has given us for the grace. Especially the church in Cabinda, Angola, is greeting you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are also joined with you directly, and the sermons of last night have blessed us richly. May God bless His word, which was laid into our hearts. We will always be joined with you in the love of God. God bless you. I give you the greetings from brothers and sisters from the USA, especially from Atlanta and from Chicago. May the Lord bless us all.
Amen.
Tu parles français aussi.
Tu parles français.
Oui, oui.
S'il vous plaît.
Je vous salue au nom du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nous avons là-bas en Italie.
Mit unserer kleinen Gemeinschaft, die wir in Italien haben,
which with a small fellowship which we have in Italy, they are listening to us right now. And they are also rejoicing together with us. A little bit of time, and then He will come who shall come. We are very happy. To God be all the glory. We rejoice to hear the word of God. Brother Forestieri was 40 years ago. 40 years ago, he was with us at this dedication of this building. God bless you. I would like to greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm grateful to God that I can be again in your midst. 46 years have passed since I came here for the first time. The Lord carried us through the heights and through the depths. And I'm confident that He will lead us through until the end. Once again, God bless you all from the riches of His grace.
Danke vielmals. Danke schön. Danke. Ja, danke.
Je vous bénis tous dans le nom précieux du Seigneur Jésus.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I give you the greetings. I bring you the greetings. from brothers and sisters from Benin. From the church which he just mentioned. And I'm grateful to the Lord for the grace which he has given us, that we have his word as our absolute, which is the truth. May the Lord bless you all. Amen. We thank the Lord that we can be here. We thank him that we have received the special food and the word which he has given us. We bring you the greetings from our brothers and sisters from Romania, and we believe that he has blessed us already. May he continue to bless us. Amen. God bless you in a special way.
Amen. Ja, wir sind im Herrn.
Yes, we are really very grateful to our Lord for all our brothers who are ministering with the word, who got the connection to that, what God is doing right now. Let us say it for the introduction. Always, when God has sent a revival on the earth, there were some who heard and believed and who accepted and received what God has done.
Man könnte besonders mit der Reformation
with the Reformation, and afterward, one could give you a short overall view of that, what God has done, be it a John Wycliffe, whether it was a Jan Hus in Prague, whether a Martin Luther in Wittenberg, a Zwingli in Zurich, a Calvin in Geneva, and whoever came on the scene afterward, whether a Menosimos for the Mennonites, be it a John Smith for the Baptists, be it a Charles Wesley for the Methodists, always God could use men who carried his word. How many know of Spurgeon, of Moody, of Finney, of all the men, and up to Charles Price and Wigglesworth, who were used by God and blessed in an extraordinary way? How many know that exactly 100 years ago, the Pentecostal movement was called into existence, and the mighty outpouring of the Spirit took place in Los Angeles by a Methodist preacher, and then it spread all over the world. Who understood that God has sent a brother Branham, especially after Second World War, when Wigglesworth and Price and who they were, when they did already their ministries, then the faithful Lord called his faithful servant, and he blessed him in a special way. A heavenly, directly call was given. And to him was of course said that as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. I myself, 1949, on the International Pentecostal Conference in the city of Hamburg, on Bach Street, for the first time, I heard the name Brother Branham. And then 1955, I participated in his meetings. In 1958, in Dallas, Texas, I experienced and witnessed when all the world-renowned world evangelists were gathered there, Dallas, Texas, arranged by Gordon Lindsay. And also there, the Lord has given me the grace to see the difference between all the others. And the simple ministry, the blessed ministry, to recognize his ministry. And from that time on, I received the sermons of Brother Branham by post. And I grew under his ministry. Spiritually, I was growing. And I'm grateful to God with all my heart for all the leadings and guidings, and especially the introduction, the insight into the mysteries of God. And as we already understood, many built up their own missionary works. And one can say nothing against it. All of them, they have their place, although they are building their own kingdom. But God is only responsible for that what is being done according to his will and word, according to his promises here on the earth. Also therein, God has given me the grace to participate in the international worldwide conferences. 1960, I should become the European manager for T.L. Osborne. At that time, he was the most well-known man in Africa and also in Europe. Many people came to him, and he was making a movie by the name Black Gold. And for this man, I arranged meetings in the city of Düsseldorf. And he said, you are the right man as the European manager. But God had another way for me planned and prepared it for me. I don't want to go here into details. But when I look back, then I just have to say it for the glory of the Lord. He has given instructions. He was leading and guiding. Also, I am just a man like all the others. But divine callings and sendings he carries out what he has planned. At this weekend, we are celebrating our 40-year anniversary since the dedication of this building, which we have given to the Lord, so that his people can be gathered to hear his words. Also this The Lord commanded me on a 28th of December. He said to me, gather ye my people. Everything was planned and guided from the very beginning. Even the purchase of this premises, this property, whatever was connected with it. In this surrounding, there was just a very old farm, which already collapsed or almost. Everything else was just land. Nothing was here, nothing. And in this desert, one could really say, God planned it, that a house is built for him, in which the people of God are coming together. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this because of being puffed up. I just say it for the glory of the Lord. We are not playing religion here. Here, we are not playing politics here. Here, the word of God is being proclaimed in truth. And all who are of God, they will hear his voice. In the meantime, 1976, the Lord gave the instruction with a commanding voice. I estimate 12 meters from here, 12 meters, right there, next to the building. As you are hearing my voice, it was a Sunday evening. The dawn just set in. And I came around the corner of the building, and as you hear my voice now, my servant, go to the adjacent property and dedicate it unto me. Build upon it, for many will come from various countries who will need to be accommodated. And then we did it. Just to say it briefly here, what these 40 years mean to me, in which the Lord God, time and again, he has given instructions. There was a barbed wire, 2.30 meters high. It was a prison camp in the Second World War. And behold, God has laid everything in such a way. And when I was phoning the owner of the property, he said, dear pastor, I cannot sell you this property. We are the greatest Volkswagen company in the city of Krefeld. We have plans. We have big plans. This and this we want to do. I just said, Mr. Tölke, please remember that the Lord God has put his hand upon this part of the property, which is adjacent to our property. He put down the phone, and I put down the phone, and exactly 3 weeks later, the phone was ringing. Before 8 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Tölke on the phone, Mr. Frank, I must sell you the property. When can we go to sign the contract? Yes, we can go tomorrow. Phone me. He was phoning me on Monday, and on Friday, we signed the contract. If I would say today how God was taking care for everything, we never mentioned money. We never collected a single offering. Never. And why? Because after the calling, I said in a vow to the Lord, dear Lord, Take care for me and take care for your work. For money I will never mention. And the Lord, really, he took care for everything what is necessary. He provided everything. And to it are coming the wonderful instructions which the Lord time and again has given. As I just mentioned, 1976, when all within the message, they believed that 1977 would be the last year, because Brother Branham, in three sermons about the 70 weeks of Daniel, 17 times he mentioned the year 77. And all were under the impression that this could be the last year. And after the Lord commanded me to buy the property, I knew exactly that it will not be the last year, but that it will go on. But our brothers from the USA, they didn't shake my hand anymore. They denied to say goodbye to me. They said, "You don't believe what the prophet said." Yes, I knew what he said. But this was not, "Thus saith the Lord." This was his own expectation when he said that what God revealed to me in 1933 could be fulfilled by 1977. So, not setting a date, but he just hang it into the air. I could go here into some things where the Lord time and again has given grace. He has given to remain sober. Also that what Brother Branham said, to understand it the right way. Just the same, what is written in the Word, that we have to understand it the right way. When our Lord said at that time, many of them who are standing here will not see death until they see the kingdom of God coming with power. Also here, I could go here into some statements of our Lord. One has to know precisely what he meant and in what kind of connection the things belong. So far so good. Especially also when Bible texts are changed, what happened since 1979, even Revelation 10 verse 7, for the message believers, it's no more the voice of the seventh trumpet angel, but it's the voice of God. And they are writing it in capital letters, voice of God, voice of God. But for me, it remains as it is written, in the days when the voice of the seventh angel sounds forth. Six sounded already, and the announcing of the seventh, and by it remains. There's not a single place which we will change. We abide with the original word of our God, regardless of what people are saying. And I believe that the bride church of Jesus Christ is a word bride, in which all the prophecies and all the promises are coming to fulfillment. The church of the Lord is no mixture. The church of the Lord is the pure wheat of which our Lord said at the end of time that the Lord has the winnowing fan in his hands and he will purge his floor thoroughly, and that he will gather the wheat into the heavenly garner. And that's how we believe it. That what we sowed was the pure wheat seed. And all who believe now believe the true word of God, just as it is written. And to just give it to you for your orientation, just briefly. When 1980, the doctrine came up about the seven thunders. And for the first time, when I heard about it, for the first time in the city of Marseille, I was asked. I had meetings together with Brother Barrier, and behold, at the evening I was asked of a small group who came from the Iran. Yes. What are the seven thunders? I just had to say, I'm sorry, I don't know it. And I went down I went up the stairs into the little room, but on the next morning, I've said it here a couple of times, and today I have the same watch. It's an automatic wristwatch. It's always on time. And it was 5 to 5 in the morning. The mighty voice of the Lord. My servant, arise, get up and read 2 Timothy 4. I read 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 to 5, and then I started again with verse 1. I adjure thee before the presence of the Lord, who will judge the living and the dead, at his return and at his reign, at his kingdom. And then in verse 2, preach the word, be it in season or out of season. For the time will come when many will astray from the truth. You all know the text. And when I read this text up to verse 2, when I was reading it once again, then I could lay my Bible on this little table there, and I raised my hands and I said, Precious Lord, as sure as you commanded me to read this scripture and to preach your word, so sure that what the seven thunders uttered is not part and written down as the word of God. And therefore, it will never become a part of the proclamation. 70 angels can come from heaven and say, Brother Frank, we have the mystery. I would say, go back where you came from. For me, the respect before the Word of God is the reverence before the Word of God is just, it has the first place for me. And we cannot say about the Word of God what we like to say, but we have to let the Word of God directly speak to us, and we have to say Amen to it, and then we will understand it the right way. In the introduction, we have heard of the promises, and to it comes the mighty word from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, which one can read time and again in every meeting.
2
Corinthians chapter 1, verse
20.
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Unto the glory of God by us. We believe the promises of God. We are getting it revealed what God had to say in it. And we are experiencing the promises literally in their fulfillment. Then in verse 21, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. So, believing the promises, being grounded firmly on Christ, anointed with the Spirit of God, to receive the insight into the plan of salvation of God, understanding it the right way and having part in it. Then verse
22,
who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, the down payment. I don't say it in criticizing. I just say it with great pain. Right now, presently, we have, some are saying we have 550 millions. The others are going one step further. Who are claiming to be anointed by the Spirit. All are believing what they want. All are doing what they like. All are remaining where they are. All are celebrating. All are jubilating. All are praising. And when I think about it, what I witnessed in some charismatic meetings years ago, what I have seen there, then I really feel otherwise. And how would God feel when young girls with trousers with coming to the front, music and so forth. Let me say it here. All of the world is being lied to and is being deceived. This is the hour of God. I brought it with me. You all know the journey of the Pope to Israel. And here the headline, the Pope meets the World Council of Churches. The separation can no more be tolerated. Everything shall be united. And then the journey into the Holy Land, so that all may be one. My God in heaven, one with God by Jesus Christ our Lord. That's how it is written. Of course, not one with all the religions. One with God. Father, you in me and I in them, so that we are all one. But everything must come this way. And only the elect will find grace with God and will awake, will recognize what is going on. Let us come now briefly to that what concerns the ministry of Brother Branham for the church. And we put much emphasis on it because God has led it in such a way. And that's how he promised it in his word. Only from 1963 on. And for the first time, he mentioned it on the 30th of July, 1963. Brother Branham, with emphasis, he spoke of the harvest of the wheat field. He speaks of the combine. One quote after the other. Only from 1963 on, only after he spoke about the seven seals in March 63. Time and again. Here's the date, 5th of July 64. The next date, 5th of December 64. The next date, 12th of December 64. The next one, 27th of April 65. 25th of November 65. One quote after the other, 11 times in a row. Even 27th of November, 65. And then on the 5th of December, 65, just a few days before he passed, he spoke about it, that God showed him the wheat field, he showed him the harvest, and that he showed him that the combine would come, and that the Lord will take his own home 11 times in a row in the year 1963 up to 65. Brothers and sisters, that we arrived at the end of the time of grace, this we all know. And that the Lord emphasized three times, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And the Lord has really given grace that we can place the timely events biblically, whether it is with Israel, be it with the Middle East, be it what is also now happening in the Ukraine, here and there. I may mention it here. Brother Schmidt and I myself, we preached on the island of Krim, and what I experienced there, when the hotel was up on the mountain, then we drove down the mountain, we drove down some curves, and then we have seen what the SS made in the Second World War. But I want to say the following. We're not mixing into politics, but we see that the Roman Empire takes its shape and that the King of the North is being challenged. And one day it will be so far. But our brothers and sisters, they are all well there. And all are sending greetings to us. Now, coming to the text, brothers and sisters, which is really on my heart still, starting with Deuteronomy, and here, the last chapter, Deuteronomy, chapter 34, here it's written, in verse 1, Deuteronomy, chapter 34, from verse 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan. In verse
10,
and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. We are grateful to God for that what happened at that time. For at that time, the promise was being fulfilled, which God gave to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. After 400 years, I will deliver your descendants out of bondage. And when the time was fulfilled, the Lord God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and he commissioned him to lead out the people. But then, when his ministry was finished, he let him go up Mount Nebo. And today I'm even thankful that together with Brother Menard, we took a taxi and we drove from the city of Amman up to the mountain of Nebo. And we have seen Jericho on our right side, and we have seen Jerusalem right straight away in a little bit of distance. But what I want to say is the following. When the ministry of this mighty prophet was finished, when the leading out took place, let my people go, that it may serve me. And not one hoof was allowed to be left behind, but all of the people went out just as God ordained it. Then, just as we read, and there arose not a prophet since, like Moses, who had the connection with God in such a way like Moses. And the pillar of fire came down, and with Moses the Lord spoke. We all know what happened at that time. But now, coming to the next, to the second period, Joshua, chapter 1, verse 2. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. My servant Moses is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And then the promise which is connected with it. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said and promised unto Moses. The one period came to its end, and the next started. But everything what God promised, this he also fulfilled. And then especially Joshua, chapter 3, and here it's verse 5 and 6. Joshua 3, verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And now comes the main thing for me. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people, And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. It's just so mighty. I think we have here the Ark of the Covenant. We have it here with us. Just that all know, in a very small form, the Ark of the Covenant, as God commanded it to Moses, to build the Ark, so that the word of the covenant, the word which God has given to the people, would be laid into the Ark with all the promises, with everything what God has said. In the Ark of the Covenant was the word for the people of the covenant. And he who would like to read it up can do it. That God has consecrated his people together with the ark, and he was watching over his word, and he was with his people because he made the covenant with them, and they carried the precious revealed word with them, and the Lord has given them the victory by his grace over and again. What shall we say? Our Lord, of course, in Matthew 26, verse 28, he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sins." And do you know what is written in Hebrews 7, Hebrews 9? What happened? That our Lord and Redeemer, as the High Priest, he entered the Holy of Holies and laid the blood of the new covenant upon the lid, upon the cover lid of the Ark of the Covenant, to confirm the covenant by his blood. That what God has said is being confirmed by his word. And God is watching over his word and over his people, and lets everything come to fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, that we are living in the most important period of the time of the plan of salvation, this we all know. And we also know that the calling out from all peoples and tongues is as good as finished. We all know that Matthew 24, verse 14, is being fulfilled worldwide. The gospel of the kingdom of God is being preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come. But before the end would come, before the day of the Lord breaks forth, before the sun turns into darkness, and before the moon turns into blood, that's how God said it. I will send you the prophet Elijah, who will restore all things. That's how it is written in the Old Testament, in the last three verses, in the prophet Malachi, and that's how it is written in Matthew 17, verse 11. That's how it is written in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. And now we must examine ourselves whether we believe as the Scripture says. Whether we believe as the Scripture says. This is the proving. All promises of God are yes and amen. But only for you, if you can believe what God has promised in His Word. Let us also say this, in love, all the great world-renowned evangelists, and especially of the USA, who only got the courage in a meeting of Brother Branham to start their own ministry. So it was with Oral Roberts. That's how it was with T.L. Osborne, with Tommy Hicks, with all them whom I knew personally. But brothers and sisters, as long as Brother Branham had his evangelistic ministry by the special gift of healing, by the special gift of prophecy, that it was shown to him in visions who the people are, what they have, and so forth, and what he shall pray for. Everything was fine. Everything was fine. But in the moment of the opening of the seven seals, when the divine message took its course, then they drew back. They didn't continue to walk with him. They accepted Brother Branham as an evangelist with a special gift. They left him then. But prophet and biblical fulfillment through his ministry, no, this they didn't accept. And right, this point is important. If we cannot ground a ministry upon the Bible, whereupon shall we ground it? Tell me, if we cannot ground a ministry upon the Bible, whereupon shall we ground it? Thanks be to God. All the promises of God are yes and amen. And if we, according to Galatians 4, verse 28, are the children of promise, then we will believe every promise which God has given in His Word. Let us go to some other scriptures. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, here Paul gave testimony of what the Lord revealed to him. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, and verse 1. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. The emphasis as the servant of God, apostle of Jesus Christ, just with a divine commission, with a divine power, he spoke, he wrote, as a man sent from God, in a full responsibility before the living God. And so, we have the word of the Lord before us today. Then, some verse of rebuke is written in verse 7. Paul speaks of them who would like to teach without having themselves the understanding for that, what they are teaching and preaching.
Verse 7.
Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm.
Und ebenso wenig für das, worüber sie zuversichtliche Behauptungen aufstellen. Sie meinen,
zuversichtliche
Behauptungen aufzustellen, aber sie
to know something.
Auf das Wort gegründet.
But are they grounded on the Word?
Im Worte Gottes wiederzufinden.
Can this be found in the Word, what they are presenting? That's very important. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Und hier wird uns Folgendes gesagt.
And we are told, we are the following told here. Verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Because you made your food the words of faith and of the sound doctrine, which thou hast taken for your measuring line. Just very important that we take the Holy Scripture, the biblical teachings, as our measuring line. And here we have to speak very briefly about the Godhead. And we do it in love until the year 325 after Christ. No man ever, no ever man heard of something about a Trinity, about a triune God, about three persons. And let me say it sincerely and uprightly here. I don't believe anything what is decided in councils. I only believe what God has said in His Word and what He revealed. And when Brother Branham especially came on the scene with the doctrine about the Godhead, and he said, listen people, this is man-made and it's not biblical. It's one God, but this one God revealed Himself to us in heaven as our Father, on the earth, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit, in the one name, Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, it's written in the Bible, not a single time it's written, the formulation, God the Son. Not a single time. Not a single time it's written in the Bible, God the Holy Ghost. Not a single time. Men made their imaginations to their doctrine. And they all go back to hedonism, go back to Trinities, about Spiritism, which was practiced in paganism. Brothers and sisters, in the Church of the Living God, there can only be preached the truth. There can only be believed the truth. And the message of the hour is back to the original, back to the first sermon, back to the day of Pentecost, when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. And Peter, the man of the first hour, who understood the words, who heard the words of our Lord in Matthew 28, who heard the words of our Lord in Mark 16, who heard the words in Luke 24, who heard the words in John 20. This man, under the inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit, in the first sermon, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And also this, especially for our ministering brethren, for your orientation. There's not one single act in the triune formula in the Holy Scripture. Not a single act. Where does it come from? If it's not written in the Bible, not a single act was done by the apostles and prophets in the triune formula. Not a single one. Here's the Bible. Here's the Bible. Why must I say, we don't go back to Nicaea, we don't go back to Chalcedon, we don't go back to Ephesus, to the councils, we go back to the beginning, back to the origin. And the first sermon and the last must be the same. The first and the last baptism must be the same. The first and the last spirit baptism must be the same. Everything what was in the early church must and will be restored. Because this is the promise which the Lord has given us. And we believe with all our hearts that everything what he promised, he will also fulfill. But you all recognize, you all notice that for this true church, there is no room among the 349 denominations which exists in Protestantism. Where shall they place us? Be honest. How could we be placed in the World Council of Churches? It's impossible. And this cannot be. The Church of the Living God is a called out, a ecclesia. That's how the Greek word is for the called out church. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And I will be your God. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. If he has given you the faith in the divine truth of the word, it's the greatest gift in our time. If God can reveal his word to us, and if he can add to our faith obedience, just the places from the Old Testament to show us what we have to pay attention to in the New Testament. In Nehemiah, there are some precious scriptures. I read it for one reason, to show us that not the beginning, but that the end will be crowned. He that persevereth until the end shall receive the crown of life. This also applies to all of us. Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land. And their persecutors thou throwest into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Here we are confirmed that the sea was divided like a wall, standing right and left, as written. And the Lord made a way for His elected, His chosen people, on which He made His promise true, which He gave to Abraham. Then, verse 12. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Also, this is a mighty word. Cloudy pillar by day, pillar of fire by night. When the cloudy pillar and pillar of fire rose, then the people rose. When it remained still, then the people remained still. And then verse 13, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right instructions, and true laws, good statutes, and commandments. Everything God did, dividing the sea in the pillar of fire, in the cloudy pillar, He went before them, then coming down on the mountain, speaking with them. Let us read also verse 19 and 20. Yet thou, in thy manifold mercies, forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day, to lead them in the way. Neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Let us remember how much trouble God made Himself to lead His people, firstly to redeem them, to make a way for them, to give them His word, to confirm His covenant. Then verse 20, thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. So far, so good. And then comes something heartbreaking in verse 26. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets who testified against them, to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. So, although the Lord God did everything for them, giving the redemption. As he said himself, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Then making the way for them through the Red Sea, and then coming down on the mountain, giving his word to his people along their way, giving manna, giving water by his grace. And when they were brought into the test, in the moment when God sent prophets to them to bring them back, instead of repenting, they killed the prophets. Did not our Lord say the same thing? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who slewest the prophets, brothers and sisters, be it Jews or from the nations, disobedience leads to destruction. It's connected with unbelief. Obedience, just as our Lord and Savior was obedient unto the death on the cross. And therefore, God wants obedient children of God, who not only speak of the ministry of Brother Branham, and how many times he said, the same light, the same pillar of fire came down. God showed us the way. God illuminated the way for us. God brought us back by the prophetic ministry. We had no inner rebellion. We had an inner agreement to every word of God. And we want to experience the completion together with our Lord by His grace. Now just one scripture from Romans chapter 11 to show us what unbelief causes and what faith has a meaning and what kind of blessing it brings. Romans 11. Here the man of God lined out everything already in chapter 9 and 10, and then also in chapter 11. But here I would like to emphasize and read verse 20. Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. We could read on, verse 23 and onward. Verse 25. How God will bring the mystery of the church to its completion. And then how he will reveal himself to Israel. The end will be wonderful. But we must recognize the time in which we are living. Just as God has gathered Israel from the 12 tribes and brought them back into the land of promise, so God gathers His church, which belongs to the word, to the bride of the Lamb, from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And this is our time. the time of calling out, being brought back to the origin, to the beginning, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, really back to the Word of God in all respect, to the original foundations of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we don't go back to that what happened, I say, about 108 years ago, what happened in Los Angeles, or what happened in the city of Kassel, what happened in Mülheim. We don't go back to that what Wesley or others have said. We are grateful to God for all these men in their time. But God moved on. God moved on. And we have arrived in the end phase, the time of calling out, the time of restoration before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why do we have here these 12 languages, the text here from Revelation 22? Why? Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Why do we read in Revelation 19, and his bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted to be arrayed in white linen? This is the righteousness of the saints. The bridegroom calls out his bride, and only he who is part of the bride will hear the voice of the bridegroom. He will respond to it. He will be felt spoken to. He will feel, now the Lord speaks to me. Let us read this text from Revelation, chapter 19. Really, brothers and sisters, in the being conscious that the Lord God writes the last chapter in the plan of salvation now, and that we are the generation which experiences and witnesses everything what was foretold on wars and famines and earthquakes and what will come upon the earth. All these birth pains which can be heard all over, but in the midst of all, the word of God sounds forth. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Let us read here from Revelation, chapter 19, verse 7 to 9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her, the bride, to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine white linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the true sayings of God. Brothers and sisters, the last message foreruns the second coming of Christ. As I mentioned briefly, probably last night, we did our part in the past 40 years, referring to the ministry. In the past 52 years, we did our part for what the Lord has called us to, that we carry the word into all the world. And if I really look back to this time, I, the most unworthy, the most simple man, also this, I've said here before, born not far from the city of Danzig, born on a farm where there was no electricity, no electric light, where one had to burn the lamp still, the oil lamp. But since that time, 80 years passed. Also now everything has become different. And I just say it, for the simplicity's sake, where was Brother Branham born? Where was he born? Very simple. Who was John the Baptist? Not with a collar, not with a turned around collar, just a camel skin around and a girdle around his hip. Just wonderful how the Lord God has laid everything. And be it now the 52 years which have passed, 157 countries, almost in 500 cities on the earth, I preached the wonderful word. Also the last journey to Mongolia and China, Korea, Philippines. When I think about it, how much grace God has given, then I remember the time with Isaac. What happened at that time? The servant said, Lord, if you have given grace to my journey, and he met the bride, and he brought her to Isaac. All who are part of the bride church, they will hear the last message, the call of the bridegroom. They will believe it. They will hear it. And this is today, Matthew 25, from verse 1. When then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who will go out to meet the bridegroom. And then verse 10, all who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. By this proclamation shall be accomplished that all who are hearing the word are receiving the remission of their sins by faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. That all who believe experience their justification by faith, receiving the assurance of faith in their hearts. So sure the sun stands in heaven, so sure I, sinner, have received forgiveness, as a German song goes. As sure as our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life since the foundation of the world. So, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the full salvation and for the full redemption. And in regard that we will have a baptism now, as it is in the natural, so it must also be in the spiritual. Only who really died can be buried. And the baptism means, according to Romans 6, to have died with Christ. And by the immersing, it means to be buried with him and then rising with him unto a new life. We must die to ourselves. We must be able to say, now I live no longer, but Christ lives his life through me. Only all those who really dedicate their lives to the Lord, as we sang in this wonderful song, what can there be nicer? What can be more blessed than if we dedicate our lives to the Lord by faith? Brothers and sisters, young and old, I would like to see you again with the Lord. And you all know, the faithful Lord showed me and let me experience the rapture. And all who are hearing the word now, all who receive and accept it, they will be prepared. They will be clothed, as written here. And then once again, from verse 9, then he said unto me, write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are invited. Did you accept the invitation? Did you accept the invitation? Did you hear the call? Then it comes to fulfillment. Right. These are the true sayings of God. May the Lord bless all who made their decision to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Believe with all your heart, as it is written. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. The sermon precedes the faith, for the hearing, faith comes by hearing, and faith cometh. Believe today, receive it, accept it, consecrate your lives to the Lord, and then you can make a covenant of a good conscience with God, and the Lord will bless you and will be with you. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up and let us sing, Just As I Am. Not my power, but you alone. We sing it again. How many are here who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized? May I see your hands? Are there some? Perhaps it would be best, it's the best, if you would come to the front. All who have dedicated their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. We sing once again while you are all coming. Yeah. have all come.
Hallelujah. Gelobt und gepriesen.
Blessed and praised be the Lord. Come a bit further to the front. May the Lord God bless you. Thank you. You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, that he has shed his blood, giving you the forgiveness of sins, and you receive it by faith, and you are ready to walk with him until we are all coming from believing unto seeing. Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, it's still the time of grace. You are still calling from all peoples, tongues, and nations. We thank you that it's still the time of grace. And we thank you especially that you are coming down in such a way, speaking with us, revealing your word by the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, we believe together that by your blood, by the blood of the new covenant, the full redemption, the full forgiveness and justification happened, and that nothing condemnable is in them who are in Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, give all who have come to the front and who have consecrated their lives to you, give them the grace to make in full obedience the step of baptism, just as you commanded it in your word. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Dear Lord, we thank you also for the book of Acts, which bears record of that, what happened at the beginning. Be it in chapter 2, be it in chapter 8, be it in chapter 10, in chapter 19, the confirmation that the baptism happens in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be it in Jerusalem, be it in Samaria, wherever it was, or in Ephesus, wherever it was, all believers were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Precious Lord, once again we thank you for this weekend, for the 40 years, for the 52 years, and in particular for the past 62 years in which I was allowed to preach your word. Dear Lord, I thank you that you have led us until now. Bless especially all our brothers from overseas, in all of Africa, and then Canada, USA, New Zealand, Australia, Mongolia, wherever it might be. O God in heaven, bless your people in all tongues, in all nations, and bless all who could be here today. Bless all who have listened. Bless on all continents, in all tongues, And to you, the Almighty God, we say thanks also for this weekend, for your word, for your grace, for your blessing. Bless all who are going to be baptized and be with them. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the people said, perhaps the choir will sing again. You will not sing again? I don't know. In any case, today I have a special request as a remembrance, as a memory to the past 40 years. I would like to make a picture of all of us, that we all go for baptism and that we gather there at the south side, so that you all fit on one picture. For me, it's also a special day. It's a special experience that people are traveling more than 1,500 kilometers to be here today, flying from east to west. And as our brother Davi said from Palermo, brother Frank, if you are preaching in English, then it's more mighty. Yes. But here at this place, I have to preach the word in the German language, because all our brothers in the 12 cabins are able to speak German and are able to translate into other languages. If I'm traveling somewhere, then of course, then it comes to the point, yes. All can confirm it. But the Lord, of course, accomplishes through His word. And the power is not in the sermon itself. The power is in the word. And therefore, it's still written in Isaiah 55, the word which proceedeth from my mouth shall not return void unto me, but it shall accomplish for what I have sent it for. And especially all who are here today for the first time, please take greetings into all cities, in all churches. Please take greetings to all over the world. And now we're greeting from this place also all those who are joining us right now online. Some expected that Brother Green could come. I phoned him last Friday. He underwent surgery and has a chemotherapy. There are some days in which he can walk, and there are other days when he is not feeling well. But he said, Brother Frank, I promise you that I come in as much as I can. We leave everything up to the Lord, and He will make it well. To all of you, in the other languages, be it in the Finnish, be it Swedish, be it Russian, be it, in all languages, may the Lord God bless you all. Let us say it once again. God promised to Abraham, in thee all nations of the earth shall be blessed. And God calls out from all nations, And all who hear his voice now, they will hear it then when he will come and when he will call his own home. When he will take them up into glory. We just say, Maranatha. And we say, behold, I come quickly. The Lord comes soon. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. Let us sing once again, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Remain standing. I have one request that all of us, we are the singers shall sing us one more song. Please, all of you, come nicely over here. Then together we go to the baptism pool. Please come all to the baptism pool so that we have a, so that we can make a picture. God willing, we can show the world that the Lord was gracious. After this song, Brother Schmidt will pray with us.
Thank you.
please remain standing for a moment. There would be to make an announcement. God willing, on Good Friday, we will have a meeting in the city of Böblingen. It's close to Stuttgart. We are inviting. It's a public holiday in Germany. So, Good Friday in the city of Böblingen. Then, God willing, on the end of the month in Zurich, we will include Bratislava. And after our first weekend in Krefeld in June, we will include Prague, and then Brussels and Paris, and then Ankara. We will also include Ankara, Turkey. And God willing, in July, Romania. Everything God willing. And if the Lord has not come yet, we are inviting you. Please, on Good Friday, and then, as already said, in Bratislava, we would like to remain in Europe these months. The past journeys were a bit too strenuous, be it the time differences or the temperatures, but yet it was worthwhile. To the Lord be the thanks. After the prayer, Brother Eric, we will sing again Maranatha after this prayer. Great God, you are seeing everything and you know everything. You see us here in your presence. We have gathered here from near and far, from south and north, from east and west we have come. Lord in heaven, we thank you that you are still at work, that you are still speaking, that you are still calling out individuals. And by this, they are confirming that they received your word, that they want to act upon your word, giving testimony before you and before men with a good conscience to walk with you for the glory of God. Bless each one. Bless us all who we are present here and also those who could not be here. Lord, you know all. You know where they are, weak, old. You alone are the power. We ask you, as already said, in all the world, in all tongues, on all continents, please bless and give us all grace that we, together with you, the living God, can be there at the marriage supper, praising you, glorifying your name. For your name is above every name which was ever mentioned. Our Lord Jesus Christ, to you be the thanks. Amen.